Hello, everybody. This is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Shaw.
And today on the Startup Trip, we're going to talk about what should you do if your clients or customers aren't paying you.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
Or are paying way too late. So, here's the reason why I wanted to talk about this, Heaton. I had a founder email me, you know, a few days ago, basically asking for advice. He has one very large customer. The problem might already start there. And that customer just decided not to pay and isn't paying. It's basically saying that they are going to pay, but, you know, he has to wait to get that money. And he was describing sort of how helpless he feels. And he's like, this is a really big company. I don't really know what to do. Should I get a lawyer? I don't have that much money. Should I just wait? But I need the money right now. Can't wait for a couple of months to get it. Like, what do I do? And that triggered that thought, like, this has happened so many times in so many different situations when a customer's not paying or paying way too late that I thought, hey, this would be a good, cool, fun episode. So, to jump to this one specific example, we might go more broadly, but to start there, what would you advise this founder to do? You're a single founder, you have a big customer, the customer decides, money's going to come a little later. What can you do? What should you do?
Make sure you don't rely on one single customer that's that large. I mean, so that's what you do before you get in the situation. But even if you're in the situation, go find more customers. Like you don't have much of a choice. I mean, like, look, this goes like, this is the reason this is going to be a fun one. Like, you don't control other people.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah, there are definitely things to do. And I know we'll talk about them, but someone doesn't want to pay you or is lagging, then the first thing I do is I go look at my contract. What does my contract say? Because hopefully they signed a contract and they're contractually obligated to certain things, right?
Right.
Usually some of them involve paying on time, and on time is determined by the contract. So I start there. I send them an email or a message or a phone call or whatever, and I let them know, like, you know, basically work's going to stop until they pay. You don't need to work until they pay.
Yeah. The service will be interrupted, right? Yeah, whatever the service is.
Just like your cable, just like your, you know, water bill, whatever. You don't pay, you don't get service. So I would look at my contract because you probably forgot what you put in there, and make sure that you know what the terms are. Based on that, I would email them and then tell them the service, like you said, the service will be paused until they pay.
Yeah, it's as simple as that. So, all right, so there's a lot to unpack there. Number one, I want to give a tip for people that are interested going after large customers. Check out episode number 236, how startups should go after the enterprise. You can just Google thestartupchat.com 236 and you'll find the episode. You should listen to that one.